Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. I took a few weeks off. I see that I have a pretty full switchboard. I just want to thank you for holding so long, and I wanted to let the people know who are in the 805 area code, 541-310-267 and 775. I see you, and I see you have your hand up. I can usually handle six calls in a show. And some of the calls that have a little more meat to them that I think are really helpful to other people, I sometimes spend a little more time on. And I do have to mention before I start the show that I have struggled really through time to find a way to explain what kind of readings it is that I do. And my show gives me a lot of practice on seeing what's going on out there in the world beyond my own little circle here on Maui. And I've gone back to the term Christian mystic because I see all mysticism and metaphysics, which I've been studying and aware of and getting downloads on all my life, and also here in Christ, that he has taught me all of this. And it's impeccable. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. And all my books have come from my downloads. And the books are listed on my show explanation just below the screen. And let me see, what else can I say? In case you're just listening on your phone, my website is alanak.com and also violetphoenixpublishing.com. And you can also listen to the archives of the show as many times as you want to, and you can share it with other people. The Blog Talk keeps about 30 shows in the archives, so you can listen to your show if you want to hear your message again. And, yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. So remember, I have a Christian perspective, but also metaphysical, mystic perspective. And I get my readings from, I picture Christ before me, which I have done, you know, except for, you know, we have our detours and when we step away from, get off the tracks for a while. But I do place Jesus in my heart and in my mind and let Jesus lead me. So I'm working with Christ consciousness, the energy of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and that's where I get my readings from. So, yeah, I just wanted to make that really clear. It's a thing I don't often mention. So I'm going to go to the switchboard now. I'll take the calls in the order that they come in. And 805 area code, hi, what's happening?
Oh, hi, this is Donna in California. How are you? Haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Wonderful. So glad you it's getting kind of warm, but we're okay.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice. So I just wanted to know what you're picking up on my soul, because I seem to be going through transformations. I mean, I'm losing weight, I'm exercising, I just went through my whole apartment for like 4 hours and got rid of tons and tons of stuff and purging, and yeah. So I think maybe new things are coming in.
Right. And what I'm reading on you right now, and this is something that other people can learn from, when we do our alignment with our soul and we get our physical body and our physical world in alignment with our soul so that everything's in harmony, then everything in life becomes easy. And we have to be careful not to fall back into the ways of the world where we feel like, you know, we're kind of looking for problems, like things that happened in the past, and we kind of rerun them through our mind and so on and so forth. So what I'm seeing in you is that you are very clear, and I'll see if there's something else coming after this, but I'm seeing your energy that you are very clear, and you're in a position of where your soul and your body and everything about you is radiating your destiny. Do you know what I mean when I say that? So when we're very harmonized, then we're radiating our destiny, and then it becomes effortless. And things just show up, and it's a matter of making sure you follow your instincts, that when we are following just our destiny path or the magnetic field that our soul projects actually brings to us the things of our life, and it will lead us, and that's not a logical path. And you may have discovered that already, that you may have an urge to go, well, this is a certain thing I want to eat for dinner. And then sometimes we argue with ourselves, oh, just go, just have it. And then you go to the store and you see somebody who says, hey, I was just thinking of you the other day and I wanted to talk to you about ABC. So, you know, this is what starts to happen to us. So we have to follow our instincts, really stay in your breath, really stay in that clarity and know that the universe is leading you. And that you should trust your instincts and also trust that everything you need comes effortlessly. And this is the message I have for you, that that's where you're at. And I just wanted to help strengthen that for you so that you didn't look back. And I've actually been going through a similar thing where I've been refining and getting clarity the last couple weeks and being careful to know that that is creating certain things of the past won't recreate themselves. But if I think of it too much or talk about it, then it will. So we don't want to bring those anything from the past back into. It's a time for a lot of people, and there's a lot of parallels on this. A lot of people are going through the same thing. The final refinements to move into the higher frequency, but then we want to stay there. We got to make sure we don't look back at all, or you know, bring in any old patterns. And I think that's where you're at.
I'm excited.
And I'm also getting make sure focus on your breath. Always don't looking at circumstances. Focus on your breath. Yeah, real important.
Yeah,
that's super important. If all else fails, folks, your breath brings you back to center.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like that's a good time for me then.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wanted to solidify that for you. I think it's really important because when we're working with the etheric, it's hard to get confirmation. You know, where am I? And what is the, like when you have a bank account, you go, I have $1,000. Yeah, I have $200. You can look at that. But when we're dealing with the energy, a lot of times we need confirmation. I'm giving you that. Let me see if there's something else quick before we go. As far as are you tuned into, what I'm getting is that there's going to be some things that are going to come together. And this is going to be kind of like a lesson for you. To see how this works and experience it for yourself, because you might be helping other people with this someday, is that what I'm getting is that you have people and things that are going to come together and give you clarity on how you dispense, or how you, I don't know what the word is right now, how you live your life purpose, like how you share it with the public. That's going to come together for you. There's some refinement on that. So, like, sometimes we have assumptions about... I've been doing that, too. I've been dropping... This is just reminding me of my own path. And I just hope it helps you confirm that a lot of us are paralleling. Is I finally said, you know, there's these classic ways to do what I do. I used to do spirit fairs or used to work out of bookstores. And I'm like, no, now, spirit, you know, Christ, please show me how I bring my gifts. I know what my gifts are. I went through all of that work and perfecting them, but now how do I take them out into the world? I will let spirit put that together for me and be open-minded about how it comes together in your own unique way. That's definitely, I'm getting that very clearly.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Terrific. Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you, Dawn. Let
you
us
too.
Know what happens.
You too.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Mahalo. I love you too. Bye.
Mahalo.
And so that kind of covers a lot of what a lot of people are working on. It doesn't mean everybody has to be, you know, if you're, you know, crying in your cereal, that's fine. I'm glad to hear from you too. Let's just, we got this. Okay, 541 area code. Aloha.
Aloha, Alana. This is Nancy from Oregon, and it's been a while since I talked to you. But anyway, it's been a while. But my question is, how do I stay in a balanced state while I'm going through a challenging time, which I'm going through now, and keep my vibration high?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. I just went through that last week. My car broke down. and when you're in traffic and all that kind of thing, and then trying to get a mechanic on a weekend. I just went through that. Very good question. So I got to look at you in particular, because we all have our own challenges. Tuning into your energy, Nancy, how are you in a challenging time? I'm getting something financial. That's at least what I'm picking up, that your soul is asking you to, at this time, get a little looser on the finances. So now I'm going to wrap this back around to the focusing on center, which is what we're all talking about. How do you stay centered in a high vibration? Let me check and see if your center. Right. So your center is in a high vibration. You have connected with your soul long enough that you have that energetic connection to your soul, and all of our souls are in a high vibration, and they're connected to everything that we need to know about any circumstance. And what I'm picking up, and you can either, you can share as much, I'll keep it as non-intrusive as I can, and then it's up to you what you want to say reflect okay. back to me. But what I'm getting is that your soul is putting you in a position to not see your finances as static. Like it's set, like this is what it is. Our money, I've been working on this too, our money can change in an instant, can get a phone call. You could suddenly find out you have cancer and lose all your money. You could get a phone call and somebody says, you know what, there's this inheritance that was left to you, and I've been looking for your phone number, and I'm sending you $600,000. You could walk outside and find $100 on the ground. Your finances are not static. And so I am seeing that in your mental framework that a lot of security for you lies there in your financial and the numbers, and that you can, I'm inviting you to let go of that and know that it's okay. Like, for instance, if you have to spend money on something, the money will be replaced, things like that. Am I barking up the right tree at all?
You know, what's interesting is I'm not so focused on finances now, and I do have that kind of mindset where I feel like if money goes out, it will be replaced. In fact, today I found a $100 bill in my refrigerator that must have been there for a week. I think my son-in-law put it there because he felt like I probably helped out with them, and he gave me back some money, but I didn't see it until like a week later.
I mean, that's funny about finding the $100. You know, sometimes I'm tuning into somebody else. That's possible. But anyway, we can keep going. so you want to share what the
challenge? My challenge now, and actually, I'm not going to make it hard, but my family, as of today, just moved about 5 states away from me, and so I basically know nobody here. I'm on my own totally, and I mean, we're always going to, you know, keep in touch, don't get me wrong, and I'll visit, I'm sure, you know, as time goes on, but it's like it's a challenge, but in the sense it's me, you know, starting a new slate, you know, taking walks, meeting people, you know, doing whatever it is. And so that is where, you know, the balance is.
Do you know, just to help me with this for getting clarity, and I'll get back to that, why did they move? Was it for financial reasons?
Partially, yeah. My son-in-law, his father lives in Oklahoma. See, we live in Oregon. But he lives in Oklahoma, and they set up like a place where they can rent. They've been wanting to sell their house here.
Oh, yeah.
And so
okay.
it's all kind of coming together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I was picking up. Okay, so let me get back on. I was just sitting here wondering to myself why I was picking that up. So the whole situation involves something about financial security. Okay, so I'm getting kind of a little different answer than I usually get, is that what you're saying is really good, and I'm glad you're rising to the occasion. And I am getting from Spirit that, oh, this is a good separation. Okay, so this is a purposeful separation, and they're going to just see that the grass isn't greener. And I see them coming back in within like a couple of years. And I don't usually get this, so people don't fish for this kind of information. I don't always get this, but it came, so I'm giving it to you. It's normally about working our energy and getting our highest energy. And it's also a time for you to meet new people and get out there and spread your wings. And then when there's a better energy mesh, then they're probably going to return. I'm getting that they just think the grass is greener.
Isn't this funny? But I did a tarot reading for them. And I'm not very good at tarot readings, but I've been practicing. And I did that, and I kind of got the same thing.
Yeah. Good. Well, there's your confirmation. I like that. That's why I always like to, sometimes I say, I'd like people to be prepared that you've already worked it. Because if I tell you something you've never heard before, then you're kind of like, eh. But if you've already worked it, and then I can confirm for you what you've gotten, that's like that thing about getting the confirmation. And then you feel secure about going forward. Yes, very joyfully know that everything's going to land on its feet. And everything will come back together when the cosmic tumblers line up, when, you know, they make some changes inside their self, and then you already know what you need to do, and just very joyfully know that everything's going to land on its feet. Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Yeah,
you're welcome. All right. Thanks for calling. Aloha, Nancy. I know I can tell sometimes when I kind of recognize people's voices or their names or the area codes, but I have handled several hundred callers through the years, but I usually remember, especially my regular people. Okay, 310. I took my glasses off for a minute, and the numbers all get doubled. Yeah, 310 area code. Hi. Happy Sunday.
Hi,
I like
you
to say good morning, but it's not morning anywhere else, just in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Good, wonderful. Thanks. How are you?
Not good. I've been crying my cereal and my coffee and tea and whatever else we could think of. This is Vince, and I'm calling from New York. So I have a two-part job question. The first part is about 7 weeks ago, I started a new job, and I thought I was doing really great. And then all of a sudden, like I came in one night, and I was the only one that came in on the sanitation. And I had to get two lines ready for production, and my boss was absolutely impressed at how hard I worked to do it. And then the next night I came in, and my boss called me in the office and said, the manager upstairs said that you're fired. Didn't give me any reason or anything. I was on probation, and I do have the union guy working on this for me right now. And I just sent the manager a letter today in response to what happened. They said I was taking extended breaks, which wasn't true. And I explained to in the letter what I did. And so the first part of the question is, are they going to give me another chance? And then the other question is there another job coming out for me, like a decent paying job coming for me? Because if I don't get something like yesterday, I'm going to lose everything.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This is a really challenging situation. I've seen many people in this situation, and I like the way you ask the question. And the one thing I can guarantee you from doing readings and making observations in my life is holding on to what didn't work is going to really put us in a holding pattern. And I think you might have already recognized that. So the quicker we can let go. Now, the thing is that if you know that, if you let go of something, if it really is yours, you'll have it anyway. I think there's a fear of us letting go of something. So what you're being asked to do right now is completely let go. I can tell that this situation is really weighing heavy on you. And I feel like you, I feel like you got kicked out of hell. It's so you shouldn't be, it's like, no, there's definitely a much brighter, better place for you to be. You need to have an environment that's more light, not so regimented with people that are, it's not, let me see if I can tune into like what your, I'm just talking about your energy, your frequency right now, but I'm going to tune in a little bit to where I think your skill set is. Yeah, I think you understand that that environment wasn't right for you anyway, so you need to let go of it. I really don't think it's going to return to you because of that, because your soul doesn't want you there. And if your soul doesn't want you there, it's going to lead you somewhere else. And I'm feeling that pretty strong. And I could also tell that in your voice when you were talking, and I think even the listeners could tell. When you talk about the other place, you can tell that it's really heavy on you. And then when you talked about maybe there's something else, your voice got so much lighter. And that's something we need to pay attention to when we're having our own inner dialogue. Especially we can talk out loud, too, and it kind of helps. We even look at ourselves in the mirror. And our soul knows the way, it always does. Our soul always has our back, so it's a matter of aligning with that. And you can tell you're aligned with the truth of your soul. That's that bringing the physical into alignment with the soul is when you feel an up in the energy. A rise in the energy, a lightness in the energy, that's always the soul. Because our soul is always aligned with higher frequencies. So it's just trying to lead you somewhere else. And I'd relax into that and see what happens. I sense that you have, as you said, a timeline which society has set us up on such a, you know, a way of having, you know, time moves quickly and the bills come and so on and so forth. So the quicker you can let go of that old one, the better. And as far as are you aligned with your skill set, I would spend the next couple days affirming to yourself what you know about yourself to be true. And don't reflect back on any of the untruths that anybody has said. I'm getting that you know what your contribution is, you know what your skill level is, you know what you bring to a situation, and that is what you need to be bringing into your entire being, your heart, your body, your energy field, your home, fill your whole energy system, your whole personal energy system, your car, your home, your body, with the truth of who you really are and what you really bring to a situation. And then that'll help connect you electromagnetically to the place where your soul is trying to lead you, not this situation that you experience. Okay?
All right. So
let us know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, there is, definitely. And feel good about it, okay? Feel good about yourself. Feel good about it. And I do feel, I can feel it. By tapping into your soul, I can feel that, okay? There is something.
Right.
It's right there. It's right around the corner. You just got to let go of this one. Okay?
Okay.
And follow your promise.
All right.
Something tells you to do something or go somewhere, do it. Okay, wonderful. Nice to hear from you. Have fun.
Okay,
let us know what happened. Okay, aloha.
Right.
Okay, I'm going. I got 267 and 775, and I might not be able to do 561. We'll see.
Hi.
Okay. 267, hi.
Hi, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Just wondering what you're picking up. It's been an interesting month and a half, or 2 months, I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a crazy month and a half, I think, for everybody, if anybody needs to hear that. It's been really a refinement time for everybody. It's pushed all of our... pushed everything inside of us to its limits. So what are you looking at as far as, are you feeling frustrated? Like, are you picking up the energy of the masses, or do you think I'm getting that you're picking up a lot of the energy of the masses. Do you want to share? You're looking, this is what Spirit's showing me, is that you're looking outward more looking inward. Are you, is it like job-wise financial, or is it just general anxiety, or what would you like to focus on?
Well, the last month and a half, so my lease became up on May 1st, and I've been around the whole county staying different places, different hotels, motels, camping grounds. And originally thought it was just a search for, like, looking for my house. But then it started dawning on me that this was a reworking of everything in my life as far as, like, hey, the work is not working. Your money's not working. Your relationship isn't
working.
That's
kind of what I had.
And,
I just went through the same thing. I just did it again. It's like in everybody. I'm sorry to laugh, but
yeah,
it's like.
But this has been going on for, it's almost 2 months now, and I'm grateful for all the realization of all of it. But what I've been recently realizing over, like, say, the last few days, because I've just been hitting one, it's been one dead end after the next, or one red flag after the next. And I said, you know what, the only way I'm going to be happy in this world, which this seems like the most obvious thing, but I was like, the only way I'm going to be happy in this world, the only way everything's going to be sorted out in my life is if I do my divine mission and do it now.
Are you on a speaker or something on a, do you have like a cord on your phone? You're going in and out, and it's not connection, it's the volume.
Let me lower a little bit. I'm not really sure because I'll just keep a wrong direction.
Okay. So you were saying that, I'm getting the gist of this, is you're saying that, okay, this, you might not want to hear this, and rather than take up too much time, is that you probably already know this, and I know how this works. I've been here so many times. And once again, a reminder, like I had said earlier, with the car breaking down in a really bad spot, is that what we have to do is get on center and take baby steps with the promise that our soul knows the way, absolutely, 100%. And if you need the strength in that, call. I'm a Christian mystic. And if it helps to, that's the reason that Christ came to give us a frequency that is guaranteed. So if we focus on Christ, it's a guaranteed high frequency that will lead us surely 100% all the time. But the thing is that it's 99% of the time not predictable. So we have to be careful, super, super, super careful about, because there's only one place for you to live. There's 1,000, there's 1,000,000, there's countless ways for your money and for all other things to come. But there's only one place. So if we start looking at too many places and we can't let our mind, this is a part I was afraid you might not want to hear, but everybody needs to hear this. We need to be very clear. Are we in center, in the moment, taking one step at a time, especially when we've been shattered, whether it's the ending of a relationship, ending of housing, a job, it shatters us because it changes everything. Everything affects everything else. So we need to recognize that it's like throwing the cards up in the air and then letting them fall on the floor. And it's always better. We're always getting a better life. And so I know it kind of sucks to go through that, and I've gone through it a few times in my life, as everybody does, but I see it that way, and then I allow my spirit to guide me moment by moment, but you have to stay in center. As soon as we start thinking about all these options, then we get off the tracks. And if there's a book that really helps with understanding that, and it's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And in 2020, I had to reread the book. I read it when it came out, and I understand the concept. It's what Christ teaches me. But that really helps you understand why. And the reason, the power of now, is because this moment is always leading you to your future, but you have to make sure you're fully aligned with it. So I know that was a little complex. I see you as having... Mm-hmm.
You see me as having what?
A really fabulous life. I can, because what one of my gifts that I received in the 1990s was that my intuition takes me to the soul level on people, and I can see. And I'm going to try to leave you with, I got to grab this other call yet. Your situation is kind of heavy duty, but I'm glad you shared it. I'm glad everybody shared everything they shared. I think it's fabulous. I want to leave you with some of the things that I think are your strengths that I also want you to make sure you keep in your, you know, in your heart. You are also an empath, intuitive. So extra care needs to be taken to be on center and make sure you're always clearing your aura, because that's going to pull you out of your center, just the stuff that's in your aura. And like I said, I do see everything in your aura that is being picked up from the masses. And this is very hard. When you came in with special apparatus to be fine-tuned to pick up frequencies to lead you through your life and live intuitively, and then the flip side of that is that it causes you to pick up all this other stuff. So extra care needs to be to clearing, centering, clearing, centering, trusting, clearing, centering, trusting. And it's a lot to deal with, but definitely give yourself a lot of credit for where you're at. It's because you're a more highly evolved being. And I just wish you the best with all of that. And just remember that I just got a cap on my tea that said, it was by Louisa May Alcott, and it said, I embrace the storms of my life because they're teaching me how to sail my boat. And that's what I'd like to leave you with, and so that you know that you're going to get through this.
Yeah, I'm much in a much better place than I was. What I'm wondering about is that I have been taking a lot of baby steps, and I keep wanting and expecting spirit to open a door for me, like a huge door, and then it doesn't seem to happen. So that's what's confusing to me.
Oh, okay. So so it's about, and then that pulls you off center. So stay on center, enjoy the little things. Because as soon as you get off of center, then you're picking up the masses. I want you to know that you're picking up the masses. It takes people a while to understand that. And we see it as ourselves, especially if we're empaths. So know that that's what's happening. And enjoy the little things in the moment and stay in the moment. It's a discipline that most people on this planet do not have. So you're in the position you're in so that you learn how to do that and embrace the journey. And I know exactly what you're saying about wanting a big door to open. That's why I mentioned the thing about being in the moment, appreciating and trusting the moment. You'll see the value of it later on. You're not going to see it immediately. And a lot of us are going through this because it's the times we are in. So a lot of people are going through this. Really.
So
I mean, this is
a... So there's not a fast boost out of this situation? Is that just like fairy tale thinking?
Right, like a load of money. Yeah, right. As you accelerate in, what I have found is by really refining the alignment, I'm going to hopefully have time to say this. I need to address this for everybody. I have very high calling in my life. I've written a lot of books. I run for office in Maui, so I straddle a lot of worlds, and it's hard. It's hard because I'm not easily defined by people. You know, here I am a politician and I'm a mystic. And so I got to tell you that I know what it's like to be challenged in this way when you have high calling. And that's why I tried to tell you, you do have high calling.
before your really high calling comes, you have no clue how much training you need before that high calling comes. But you're going to start getting signs that you're aligning with it. You will get confirmations along the way. So you need to embrace and celebrate when you've done a really good job of staying on center and not picking up the masses. Whenever you do that, it's like building your muscles. In Hawaii, we call that your mana. It's your life force. We want to get to the point, I have to say that between now and 4 years ago, I feel nothing but my life force. Whereas 4 years ago, my life force was probably about a third of what I was, and the rest of it was outside influences, which is, like I said, most people on the planet are dealing with that. This is a time when we need to become sovereign, so you really need to reward yourself and thank yourself and appreciate yourself in spirit for every little step you make, that, and embrace that and love your put energy in your center. And if you even found a quarter on the ground or any little thing that's showing you, yes, you're doing good, you're on the right path, embrace that, hold on to that, and keep building on it. And then the confirmations will become bigger and bigger as time goes on. And trust your soul that it knows how to train you for what the really big thing is. Because we're all replacing Oprah and all of that stuff. All of the things of the Matrix are no longer going to be there. The real leaders are arising, and the real leaders are going through a lot right now, because it's teaching us how to be that leader. So that's why I wanted to tell you of high calling. Pat yourself on the back for doing this. Really work on knowing when you're picking up the masses, stay on your center, look for the signs that you're on track, and just keep trusting.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you, Alana. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate that. That was, so hopefully I have time for, I'm sorry, 561, if you want to shoot me an email, sometimes I, and if I get cut off, the show will cut me off at a certain time if I go beyond. So 775, I was going to say, send me an email, anybody, alana@alanak.com, if I didn't get to your call. Okay, 775, let's see if we can squeeze you in. Sorry about all that.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. My name is Wendy from California, and I need to increase my income, and I am lucky because I have two ways, hopefully, to do it. One of them is I'm going to finally initiate my home health care, and it's an indemnity plan. I have a very supportive primary care doctor. It's through Unum, but they have to approve me. I have lots of proof. And then also the other way is I'm working with temp agencies to get a job. I prefer remote in customer service. I'm working with James and Nia and Marianne. I had an interview with Christine on Thursday regarding a remote position. What do you see, please?
Oh, I know I've talked to you before. And I remember saying that there was a situation that I didn't think meshed with you. So as far as remote stuff, I'm feeling that for you. That's what it feels like, that would be better. So I'm getting a yes on that I have a feeling. So you had an interview and you're just wondering if it's going to come through?
Well, I spoke to Christine on a telephone interview, I believe on Thursday, and I think we had a good connection.
Yeah.
But she said she was going to make sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't, and I'm feeling it for you. I think you're barking up the right tree now, and I wouldn't give up on it if this one doesn't come through, then maybe it's another one, but I'm definitely feeling this working remote and being able to be as independent as possible, that you can bring forth your own spirit into what you're doing rather than being dictated and consumed by other people. Yeah, you're definitely barking up the right tree.
Well, my concern is I need to increase my financial situation. I think I have two ways of doing it, getting approval from the home health.
Yeah, I'm getting this.
You're getting
that? I'm getting this. I'm feeling this. So I'd love to know how, because I'm feeling a little rushed, so I might not be at 100%, but I'm feeling this pretty strong because I'm like picking up on your soul. Once, like I did with the other caller, I can tell the difference in your presence and your voice when you talk about this. And so that to me is a yes on that.
Okay. And all right, let me know what happens.
But will Marianne, James, or Nia help me the most getting a job, or any of them?
I'm seeing a connection with this Christine. I'm not exactly sure what your
She was the interviewer on Thursday, and it's through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I think it'd be a fabulous fit.
Yeah, be real calm and just know that spirit. Yeah, know that spirit is gonna. I'm gonna invite you to know that spirit is gonna connect you with the right thing for you. And if a door closes, don't worry. Just look for the open door. It's the same thing with finding a place to live or finding a place to work. Is that spirit will always lead us, and we just really need to trust spirit to connect us with the right thing. If a door slams in our face or closes gently, it's just find the open door. And
when do you think I'll be approved by Unum?
And I don't do those kind of readings. I do readings about the soul and energy. I don't do predictions.
When do you think I'll be employed?
It's already there. You just have to connect with it. It's a matter of you connecting with it. Stay calm. Stay in your breath. Trust in your soul to guide you. Okay? I'm going to have to, it's going to cut me off here. I know that the thing is going to, the switchboard turns off at a certain point. Okay, Wendy. Nice to talk to you. Let us know what happens. Thank you. Aloha.
God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you. Aloha.